welcome to Tales of Honor Podcast, a podcast dedicated to telling the true stories of every recipient of the Medal of Honor. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the final episode of Tales of Honor Podcast for the year 2020. I'm your host, Christoph Ambrosch, and today's episode is episode number 372. Like I mentioned, it is the last one for the year. It also happens to be the last that we are going to cover for now of the Philippine-American War. So we'll pick this one back up at a later time. Next episode will begin the Spanish-American War, so stay tuned for that. I did cover it once before, so you're going to have to go back and check out the back catalog and listen to the other episodes to catch up a little bit, if you want to. Today, I do have one birthday, which is the last for the year, obviously, and it is tomorrow's birthday, December 31st, 1937. James Allen Taylor will turn 83 years old. He is a former U.S. Army major who received the Medal of Honor for his actions during the Vietnam War. So a very happy 83rd birthday to Mr. James Taylor. I wanted to say a quick thank you to all of you who have tuned in and listened over the year and the past years for your support, and looking forward to being with you into the new year. Please do me the favor that I always ask of you, and that is to spread the word of the podcast. Tell a friend, tell a family member, tell a coworker if they don't fit into those other two categories. And if you feel like going over to the website and picking up a t-shirt to help fly the flag of the podcast, let others know about it. So this way, these names and stories will not be lost. That's all I got for today. Let's move into today's final Tale of Honor for the Philippine-American War, episode number 372. Francis, also known as Frank, was born on the 7th of June, 1875, in Dunningham, California, and grew up on his family's ranch. He enlisted in the U.S. Army in Picard, California, and eventually was mustered to Jacksonville, Oregon, with the 2nd Oregon Volunteers. Frank was deployed to the Philippines in support of the Philippine-American War, and it was his actions with Young's Scouts that would earn him the Medal of Honor. The citation reads, "With 21 other scouts charged across a burning bridge under heavy fire and completely routed 600 of the enemy who were entrenched in a strongly fortified position. This bridge was set on fire by the Filipino forces, and the river that it crossed was too deep to be crossed by the scouts, which is why they chose to rush it. Frank received his Medal of Honor on the 4th of April, 1906, moved to Ashland, Oregon, and he and his wife, Julie, had 6 children. Francis Charles High died on the 13th of December, 1966, at the age of 91, and he is buried with his youngest son, Francis, and his family in the Memory Gardens Memorial Park in Medford, Oregon, Garden of Memory, Lot 176, Grave 4. And that was a Tale of Honor. Thank you for listening to Tales of Honor Podcast. Head on over to talesofhonorpodcast.com where you can read these stories, see other ways to support the show, and easily share a story with your friends and family. Tales of Honor Podcast is written and produced by Christoph Ambrosch, and theme song, A New Beginning, is by Ben Sound. If you have any questions or comments, you can send them to talesofhonorpodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, I'm Christoph Ambrosch. Thanks for listening.